Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1138. We're learning today. Lili nishmas Moshe Doiv ben Rabban Zisel. Lili nishmas Blima bas Ramoishe and Lirafur Shalema Sarafega bas Leina Chama. Shtak Avrafur Shalema Psoch Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to our malach of tzad trapping. Okay, so we have been talking about insects, various different type of insects, various different categories. I just want to really quickly review the categories. You have first category, which is dangerous insects, which could cause harm dangerously, allergic reactions, and so on. I mean, we're talking about dangerous, those type of insects, nothing to talk about. You see them, you could kill them, nothing, it's case closed. Then you have a different type of insect, like a bee, which we spoke about, which is the next category, which could sting and be fairly painful. So those type of insects, we said, like a wasp, a hornet, I think it's called a yellow hornet, whatever the case is. But those type of stinging bees, those type of stinging insects, again, they're not dangerous. They just cause a lot of pain. If they are dangerous, those would be allowed to be killed. Also, if somebody is terribly allergic to them, they could be killed also. If it's just a question of be stung by a bee or be stung by a hornet or whatever, so then just to trap them would be okay, like in a cup or so on, not to kill them. And then we've been talking about the lower category of insects, which is parush and yitosh, these type of fleas and mosquitoes, whereby they're not dangerous. In cases where they're not dangerous, they're not, no allergic reaction, it's just a little bit itchy, it's annoying, and so on. We've been talking about how to go about. We said if it's on one's skin in general, especially if it's biting, one could take it and fling it off. That would be okay. And even if it's on the inside of one's clothing, these fleas and mosquitoes, again, in cases whereby there's no allergic reaction, to take it off. Also, there were those who were makel, again, not killing it. And then you have the last and final, category, which we spoke about also, which is the insects which don't hurt at all, basically, like a roach, right? A cockroach, an ant, these type of things, a regular black ant. So those, they just crawl, but they could be very annoying. So the question is now comes up. So those are the various different categories, and those we said you're not allowed to trap, and that's what you're not allowed to kill, you're not allowed to trap. But we did say real quickly to Chazarova, one could, if need be, if it's annoying them, a roach or whatever, to get it on a plate or on a cup, or not trapping it in a cup, but without trapping, without covering the cup, whereby it could still escape, in a plate, a cup, a napkin, or so on. And just fling it out the door or fling it out the window, whatever, in a case whereby there's no problem of carrying, you know, if it's in the backyard or whatever the case is, there's no questions of carrying and so on, or to fling it onto the porch or whatever, so thereby it won't bother anybody as long as you're careful not to kill it and you're not trapping it. Okay, so now the question comes up, and then we spoke about last year also that if there's some sort of an insect that it's not going to bite at all, it's just crawling on a person, you just can't get it off. We saw from the Sefer Chodeshani, one would be allowed to take it also in that instance. It would be as though the insect's biting them. If it's just crawling and you can't shake it off your arm or whatever, one would be allowed to take it and throw it off, also being careful not to kill it. The question is now, because taking it even a step further, if something is like flying around and it's just like extremely annoying to a person, or it's taking away from their sleep, let's say, would there be room to say that one could take it also? Would that be, in other words, we spoke about a few shiurim ago, that if it's mamash taking away a person's yishuv hadas, they're all annoyed and this thing is flying all around and it's annoying them. It's a tsar, it's also a tsar, it's a pain, but it's more like a mental pain. It's like a mental type of a pain. Is that the same as a tsar haguf, like a physical type of a pain, whereby we could say possibly you could take it also and fling it out, right? Or in other words, not killing it. You can't kill it, this insect, because it's not, you're not allowed to kill it, it's not dangerous, but could I also take it and like throw it to a place and not kill it, to a place whereby it's not going to bother me anymore? Is that enough? In other words, the point is over here. Is that enough of a tsar of a pain where we'll say maybe it's like this little insect is actually biting, even though it's not. It's just flying around and just annoying me to the extent that it's bothering me a lot, or maybe possibly even annoying, it's taking away from my sleep. You know, a person's trying to sleep and this thing is flying around and just like, it's very hot. I just can't sleep, you know. So is there room to say that in such a case, one could also take it and throw it away without killing it? So interesting to note that the Dirshu brings down in Ois number 67. He says like this: V'adam, if a person is mitzar, they're being annoyed by, let's say, like a fly, by oifay shel zavuv, like a fly flying around, or yitosh, or some sort of mosquito, and it's just bothering them, right? It's bothering the whole menuchas hanefesh. So he brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman, Orbach, Chassadik Vrech, and Shmir Shabbos Kehilchotza, and so on. She also loy letoivsam kedei lezorkam hachutz. One would not be allowed to take it, in this case, if you could somehow grab the fly and throw it out, again, not killing it, but one would not be allowed to take it out. Shlai hutrit sida, this whole thing of whereby you could take it and throw it to a place whereby it's not going to bother you, right, outside or in the porch or whatever the case is only when it's sar haguf, when it's mamish biting, or like inside the shirt, it might come to bite and so on. Of aloy mipnei sar hanefesh, but not because of sar hanefesh. Oh, but it is a machlaikis, and Rav Nissen Karelitz does bring down, he brings from Rav Nissen Karelitz, she'ein chilek bein sar hanefesh, the tzar haguf. That taka no. Rav Nissen Karelitz says no. That it's she'ein, he argues, he says, she'ein chilek bein tzar hanefesh, the tzar haguf. That the taka wouldn't be a difference. If it's mamish bothering a person to the point, that it's, they don't have menuchas hanefesh and so on. So it would be the same. This type of tzar is also similar, very similar to tzar haguf. She'ein chilek bein tzar hanefesh, tzar haguf. Mutu litoifsam, litfais, I'm sorry, mutu litfais balachayim. One will be allowed to, like, somehow grab onto this flying thing, if it's possible. That's, let's say, it's bothering the person from sleeping or so on like that. It's just like flying around, and somehow you're able to take it and to somehow fling it away. That would also be allowed. So that's a good thing to keep in mind. Rav Shlomo Zalman says no, it's not enough of a reason, but Rav Nissen Karelitz Taka says that he argues yeah, that it would be enough. So need be, there is room to maneuver over here if somebody has, let's say, something flying around in a case where he could take it and somehow fling it to another place. If it's possible, obviously, as much as possible, somebody should just try and chase it away. You can't kill it, obviously, in these instances, but to chase it away. But in case not, if there's a way, like, to grab onto it, if it lands or whatever the case is, something like that, this mamish bothering a person, bothering their sleep, they can't sleep or something like that, he does bring down, then this in Karelitz, there would be room to take it and to fling it away, because that tsar, that pain mentally is the same as the tsar haguf. And an interesting thing brings down the Sefer Kololim in Kuf Mem Ches, Ois 122, on the bottom. He wants to say that it brings a rai from Rav Shlomo Zalman in reference to taking sleeping pills and so on. We're not going to get into all that right now, obviously. But if a person mamish, they push it, they can't sleep, and it's taken away from the sleep, and it's a very big tsar. So even he won't say even Rav Shlomo Zalman would agree, because of the fact Rav Shlomo Zalman let the sleeping pills in cases of tsar and so on. But if it's mamish, if it's the person stays awake, they just can't sleep because this thing is pushed flying around, it's a tsar gadol, and sort of, he says, use the word that it's mamish breaking the whole guf, you know, a person is so tired or whatever. So he says even Rav Shlomo Zalman would agree in that case, whereby this thing is flying around, you just can't get rid of it, and you just can't sleep, would be meikel shenechsav. He says levichach moide bezeh. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach shenechsav tsar, that this lack of sleep, if it's enough of a lack of a sleep, it will be a major tsar. So even Rav Shlomo Zalman, but again, the Dirshu did bring down from Rav Nissen Karelitz that in cases of major discomfort, you know, things just flying around, I can't get rid of it, one would be allowed to just take it and again, not killing it, of course, and just taking it in a way like the parish, like the flea, taking it and grabbing onto it and flinging it out the window or out the door, or whatever the case is, whether it's a fly or whatever type of insect it is, because again, we're assuming the fact that it's not like it's not going to hurt the person. It's just flying around. It's extremely annoying. And the point is, he wants to say that sleep is different. That's the point over here. He wants to say that sleep is worse. It's not like you're saying away your. It's not just the whole, you know, when it's flying around, I'm awake. Okay, it's just annoying me. But when I'm asleep, is already a different level. I'm mamish, I can't sleep, so that's already a different level. He wants to say, so over there, there's much more room to be meikel on that. It's considered as a tsar haguf. That's mamish a tsar haguf. That's why he wants to say lefi Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay, we'll stop it. And the truth is, Rev, listen, Karela's talk about it, in his thing, he's talking about the sleep also. So just stop flying around where it's annoying. It's not really enough of a heter. Lemaisa should be in conjunction with the sleep, to some extent. Because of the fact that Rav Nissen Karelis, the way the Dirish brings it down, he wants to say Shein Chilik Bein Sarah Nefesh and Sarah Guf. And he brings it, therefore it's mutter when it comes to sleep. So it could be he's bringing it just as an example. But usually that's the case. By sleep, it's a very extremely annoying type of thing, whereby one is awake. Okay, you could always, shoo it away with your hands or whatever the case is. But it could be that it's, if it's bothering a person so much, plain and partial, they have no menuchas and nefesh. It's just, as I say in English, driving them crazy. So l'choyer, the same thing, would apply in conjunction the way he says, shein chilek bein tzara nefesh le tzara haguf. But where possible, like we always say, one should try and just, shoo it away with the hands or whatever the case is, as much as possible before they actually have to come on to grabbing onto it and, throwing it out the window or whatever the case is. But need be, there is what to rely on, if it's really, really an annoying situation, especially when it comes to sleep. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.